The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
And by All-Star Vacation Homes, who are offering a last-minute Orlando vacation special. The special runs from September 22nd to December 19th, and you get a fifth night free when you stay for four nights. That's right. To take advantage of this special, call 1-866-385-5384. And for more information, you can visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com.
Hi, this is Heather from New Jersey, and you're listening to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 219 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today and touringplans.com, and with me on the show is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Mike. How's it going?
Pretty good. I just come back from running 10. Wanted to do 13, but the schedule just wouldn't hold today, so I did an easy 10, you might say.
That's good. That's good. It's kind of nice running weather. We ran yesterday, and it was just a beautiful fall day, so Let's hope it continues.
Let's hope it continues.
I have a very special shout out today before I introduce our special guest. And it is to Kendrick Brown. And we've mentioned Kendrick on the show before. He has been deployed for the last 9 months on the USS H.W. Bush. And he's slated to come home in a few days. And not only that, but he and 49 other shipmates were running the Marine Corps Marathon today with people running in Washington, D.C. And from all reports, he did really well. And I also want to give a shout out to Brittany Bear Brown, who is his wife, who, of course, has been waiting for 9 months to see him, and thank both of them for their service and their sacrifice. We're proud of you guys.
Yep. Good shout out. Good shout out. Well, we have a very special guest today, and our guest is, I guess you could say she's not just a fitness expert, but I would like to call her a fitness innovator. She's been teaching fitness for a very long time, and she is the president of Fitness International LLC, which is a fitness company that specializes in bringing fitness education to everyone, and they use mass media for that. And there's also a fitness programming for children. Most noteworthy is something we're going to talk about on the show. It's called The Morning Mile. She's been seen on all the major networks. She brings her fitness expertise to all of us. She can be seen frequently on The Daily Buzz, and she has also co-hosted Emotional Mojo. More recently, we're going to be seeing her sometime soon when we go to our Run Disney weekend events. She will be talking to us on the speaker series. We're really excited about that. She will be talking to us about fitness and helping us get as fit as possible for our next Run Disney event. So we are honored to have as our guest today on the Mickey Miles Podcast, the one, the only, Fitz Kohler. Welcome, Fitz.
Thanks for having me, Mike and Michelle. It's really a nice honor to be here.
We're so pleased to have you, and I really, really enjoyed meeting you at the expo at the Terra Terra 10 Miler, which was your first speaker series. And so here's my first burning question. I hope it's not too personal, but I'm just dying to know, how did you get your name? It's such a cool name.
You know, it's my Irish gift. I couldn't ask for anything more. And Fitz is, you know, puts a question mark in some people's head, but it works out well. And my company is Fitness. So
that's great.
You know,
is it short for something?
No, it's actually just Fitz.
That's great. That's wonderful.
Yep, it's my most frequently asked question.
I've been dying to ask. All right. So why don't we start with telling us a little bit about your journey towards running and fitness. I think people would be interested to hear that.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, I had always been active as a kid playing sports and in a very peculiar gift as well. I blew out my knee playing soccer at the age 14, and it felt really bad and was uncomfortable at the time. But the rehab process and my efforts to try and keep the muscle surrounding that knee strong led me into a gym called Spa Lady at 15. In fact, the great story is my mother lied and said I was 15 so I could join the gym. And, I really enjoyed being there, and I enjoyed taking the aerobics classes back in the day, and I thought the instructors were super cool with their scrunchies and their thong leotards and all the nonsense that went with that. And I'd given up my big job at Cinnabon as a teenager, thank God for that, and I applied to teach aerobics. You know, I've gone in and said, hey, I'd like to do this. I've never done it before. And they said, well, can you teach a class on Friday? And I thought, meh, sure, I'll give it a go. And it went well. And it's the first thing that I really love to do that I was really genuinely good at. I was from a family of elite athletes, and I kind of rode the bench playing soccer and, you know, never really great at anything until I started teaching fitness. And, you know, I love being sweaty, and I love working hard, and I love helping other people, and I love music, and you know, that path just led me to continuously pursue a greater education. So I got a master's in sports management and exercise and sports sciences, and I've taught around the world. I think I've taught in close to 20 countries at this point, and you know, my greatest gift at this point is that I get to work in mass media, because that allows me to support and educate folks I would never meet.
You know, Fitz, it's obvious that you have just embraced the notion how important it is to get into the fitness cycle as early as possible in life. And by doing that, you have started something called the Morning Mile, and would love for you to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the Morning Mile is a before school walking running program, and I created it in the fall, or before the fall of 2010, but I launched the program in the fall of 2010, and basically I had heard of other schools doing some sort of preschool walking or running activities, and I have two little kids of my own, and at the time they were 4 and 6, and I kept thinking, gee whiz, I wish they could do that before school. That would be awesome. And I just kept harping on my own kids. And then finally, that fitness expert light bulb went off in me. And I thought, golly, I wish every kid had the opportunity to do this. Wouldn't that make a great difference? So I visited the few schools that were doing various versions of a before school walking running program. And I took best practices and I added my own. And what I created was a program that was easily duplicatable, that came with equipment that yields mass impact. So right now, the Morning Mile, if your elementary, high school, preschool, whatever it is, if your school starts at 8, the program would likely be run between 7:20 and 7:50 in the morning, and it's a y'all come program. So 100% of the school days, every student in the student body is welcome to come participate. They're not required to. They don't have to pay anything to, but they're welcome to. So it's just a nice option. Most schools have between 100 and 200 kids out there running before school. Kids can go as fast as they want, as slow as they want. We provide a stereo, so it's fun. We provide great incentives. So once a student completes 5 miles, they get a little beaded chain necklace with a colorful sneaker charm. Every time they run another 5 miles, they get another sneaker charm. And so if you look online at morningmile.com or visit our Morning Mile Facebook page, you'll see these beautiful photos with kids and their necklaces, you know, looping all the way around. We have third graders, plenty of them, who have run over 600 miles in a school year.
That's great. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And you and I know, as hard as it is for us with our long adult legs to do 5 miles, we have kids that do 5 miles every single morning. Wow. And to date, my kids have run over 1 million miles.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so cool. So do you get to visit some of the schools where this is being implemented?
I do. I do. I have 9 states right now and 3 countries. And we just celebrated our 1,000,000th mile run. So I visited some schools in Texas, California, Florida. I was just at a huge launch party for 20 schools in Tennessee a couple of weeks ago. And what's beautiful is that it works the same everywhere. and the kids are the same, whether in a huge school, a small school, a Jewish school, a Catholic school, the most heavily minority school or the whitest school, it's the same. And the kids are just happy to be putting one foot in front of another. And the smiles are the same. And lucky for me, the hugs I get are the same. And, you know, it's the best thing I've ever done. It is by far.
What a great way to transform a community, too. I mean, to have a passion that everybody in the community can share and practice every day. I love it. As a former elementary school teacher, I know that. I think that having kids exercise before they focus on academics is really, really important to run around and then to be able to come in and say, okay, now we're going to start reading. I think it's fabulous. Just fabulous.
Absolutely. Well, you know, my very, very specific intention was health and fitness, you know, living better, living longer. But the unintended consequences have been incredible, where teachers are saying, yes, my kids behave better because they've got their willies out, or they focus better and now their grades are improving. We have kids who have been pulled off ADD medicines, and I just the success stories are so far beyond what I had ever imagined. And this is important for everybody out there to know, is eventually I will have this program in every school in the nation. So instead of fighting me, join me. Let's get your school started. Let's get your favorite school started today. Whether you want to join as a sponsor or a parent or a teacher and help it get moving, I will get your kids moving in the morning.
You know, Fitz, we have, I don't know what the count is now, but somewhere around 350 people who are on our Mickey Miles running team and Mickey Milers. And I know that many of them are teachers and many of them listen to the podcast. So if they were to be interested in getting the Morning Mile in their school,
well,
what would they do?
They won't. They will get it in their school, so
they will.
It's not a matter of interest. Like, it's just, not a matter of do it. So what
right.
do they need to do?
What do they need to do? Yeah,
it's easy enough. Just visit morningmile.com, and there's a button. I think it says something silly like, get your school started with the Morning Mile, and then you'll fill out a form. I personally get the email. I personally follow up and contact you. And at that point, it's just a matter of matching each school with either corporate or an individual sponsor. So the program's only $1,300 for a business to sponsor, and it's small enough for every mom and pop shop to sponsor at least one school. Yeah. And it's inexpensive enough for a massive company like Nike or Procter & Gamble to blanket the nation with fitness. Wow. And for a company like that, it's kind of a drop in the bucket. So I'd like to see that happen as well.
Oh, that's great. Well, keep us posted, and we want to continue to help with that, because that
Thank
I think
you.
That's fantastic.
I appreciate that.
So one of the things I want to talk about was your website, which I think is, I mean, it's fun and it's interactive, and it's really, to me, seems like a website that people at any fitness level can access it and get something out of it. Can you tell us a little bit about what's on the website and what people can find?
So fitsness.com was created with the consumer in mind. I just really want to be there for all of your fitness needs throughout your day, whether you need to learn a few cool exercises for your hip strength or your abs or chest, or you want to learn some recipes, fun recipes for the season. We have training tips and tips on skincare and beauty and travel fitness tips, you know, what to do or where to go if you want to still be fit on your vacation. Of course, we know that people throw Disney under the bus as it's a place to go gain weight, but you all know as well as I do, you can be very active at Disney, and short of a hospital, I've rarely seen such attention to detail when it comes to food service. So, you know, hopefully inspiring people to make good choices wherever they go.
That's great. It's really fun. And there are, you have a blog too, looks like, or a newsletter. And I like there are videos on there. It's really fun and interactive.
So. Well, thank you. And yeah. If people would sign up for our newsletter, we have some really fun stuff coming down the pipe. So I'd love to share that with them.
Cool.
You know, when I heard Fitz, I it was through Rudy that you were going to join the Run Disney panel. It made me say, well, finally, you know, we've got that last piece in place, because when we talk about expertise that we all turn to when we're getting off that couch, we need to think about things like, okay, so how are we going to run? And we've got Jeff Galloway. And how are we going to handle nutrition? And then we've got Tara Guidus. And now you come in and bring in that last piece, which is the fitness. Can you talk a little bit about what your plans are as you prepare for your entry into the crazy world of Run Disney?
Yeah, well, I commend Run Disney for wanting to support their runners in every way they can and provide this valuable information. But, you know, I see a lot of people doing a great job out in the roads running and walking and eating right. But really, you got to have a proper strength training and stretching program in place, too, because running is very traumatic. And the distances we're expected to go with Run Disney are pretty intense. You know, you're doing 10 miles or 13 miles, you're an athlete. And you have to prepare and train like an athlete. And it's interesting how many folks go, well, I'm not an athlete, I just do these half marathons. No, if you're doing a half marathon and you're training for a half marathon, you are an athlete. So my job will be to make sure you are racing in a Ferrari as opposed to a Ford Focus.
One of the things I wanted to ask when Michelle and I were talking about having you come on the show, is I got to ask Fitz this, and that is that one of the things that I'm always worried about when people train,
yes,
and they overtrain, and especially when you have someone who is getting very close to a milestone race, maybe someone who's doing a half marathon for the very first time. I want to do it as fast as I can. So you get within within 4 weeks of the race, and all of a sudden something clicks in their brain and they start to say, I wonder if I could knock off another 15 seconds off my pace. I wonder if I could do this faster. And I was wondering, do you have any thoughts on that? How, you know, while we're trying to get fit, are there any signs or anything that we could do to make sure that we don't overtrain?
Well, I would say number one, cross train. So stick with your Jeff Galloway program. But if you want to get faster, do the leg press, do squats, do lunges, make your actual, you know, make the wheels on your car capable of going faster. So I don't know if you felt it, but sometimes I hit mile 9 and I feel like, I wish I had greater quad strength. I mean, I just feel the weakness come on. So become a stronger athlete. That will certainly get you to go faster, being attention to cross training. So instead of just trying to run faster every day or run more often than your training program suggests, hit the elliptical rider, get on a bike, make your legs move fast. You know, how many of us have had to bail on a race because of plantar fasciitis or shin splints or knee pain, or just had to wobble through a race because we hurt so bad? You know, we can prevent those things by diversifying our training and really focusing on power. I think, you know, the runners out there don't have to worry about getting giant legs. And I think a lot of the females are worried about that. Oh, I don't want my thighs to get too big. You're not going to deal with too big thighs if you're doing smart training like lunges. And of course, your core, because so many runners have back pain induced by running. Just get down on the ground, work your back, work your abs. If you're a strong runner, you'll be a faster runner.
And it also makes it more interesting, too, if you're not doing the same thing all the time.
I think so. You know, it's funny. I love to run. And actually, my sport, I competed as a full contact kickboxer for 10 years. So I really like to diversify my training. And even though I do these halves and I love running, that running is not the only thing I do. But I get into the gym and I call the weights, the dumbbells are my boyfriend. I mean, I just love them. They make me swoon. They make me so happy. But I think they're the things that keep me lean and keep me strong and feeling as good as I do. So I really recommend if y'all haven't been in the gym, or at least use your floor, do some strength training. The benefits are really, you know, immeasurable.
Oh, great. Well, we'll have to have you come back on and focus on one of these areas. But I wanted to get back to your sessions at the Run Disney Expos.
Yes.
So you know, normally these set, these different seminars have, you know, they're set up in a very busy area. You probably have 40 to 100 people. And I'm wondering, like, what topics are you going to use that are general enough to engage the audience? What sort of things are you planning on sharing at these sessions?
Well, the last one at Tower of Terror, we did core training and cross training for runners. And that was very successful. And I think a lot of people forget that the purpose of their core is to hold their body upright. So if you want to do that for 13 miles, you're going to have a really strong core. And then my next sessions at Wine and Dine will be the best stretches and strength training exercises for runners. And again, I sound like I'm beating a dead horse here, but it's so important. And really, the moves are quite simple and will make a major impact. So these are exercises that, you know, whether you're an elite runner or a beginning run walker, they will enhance your body and your race outcomes.
So is that something where people can come with questions at the end for you as well?
I love questions. Absolutely. So Run Disney gives me approximately 30 minutes to give my spiel. And then there's still another 30 minutes for questions. And then, of course, always if somebody has a private question that they're uncomfortable asking during my presentation publicly, I always hang out for a while after to answer any questions that are left hanging.
Well, I am, like I said, I'm very excited that we have that final piece of the puzzle. I think that nutrition is important and training is important, running, and of course the fitness part. And the reason, again, Fitz, is that I'm happy that you're going to be part of this, is that I think it will help people not just become as fit as possible, but will also give them much more information on when to do what they have to do without getting injured. I'm always worried about that. So I'm really happy that you're going to be part of this.
Well, I appreciate it. And you know, the one thing that I think sometimes I cross the finish line and we all go into that big parking lot and there's people strewn all over the place with the ice, right? The ice bags. And that's one of the things I think is, golly, if folks would just spend a little bit of time working on the basics, whether strength training or stretching, we could prevent a lot of that post-race misery. And of course, everybody's so happy at a Run Disney event, and they are the best in the world. But I think our runners can do a little bit better. In fact, I know they can, not only so they're looking good and feeling good at the end of the race, but during the race, between the start and finish line, they feel better, they feel stronger, and then they're more excited and confident to sign up for the next race.
That's cool. So I'm looking at the schedule right now for Wine and Dine, and it looks like you are going to be speaking on Friday, November 7th at 2 p.m. And the title of your talk is Best Strength Training Exercises and Stretches for Runners. And then you're going to come back on Saturday, November 8th, and you're going to be there at 10 a.m. for the same topic.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's really great. That's really great. So what are some of the things you're excited about with working with Run Disney runners? It definitely is a special breed. It's not like any other group of runners.
Yeah, you know what's really funny is I almost fell into Run Disney. So I was originally invited as a member of the media because I do, you know, publish a large popular website, and then I'm on the news a lot. And it was, hey, Fitz, come check this out. And if you like it, tell folks about it. So my first race was Expedition Everest. And of course, that was a blast. That's probably still one of my favorite races. And then I randomly fell into the Princess Half Marathon. So I had not done a half before it. And I ended up doing it kind of on a whim within a day or two's notice. And I was thrown in the back corral. And I decided, well, it's, what time is it? It's 5 a.m. and we were freezing and loopy. And I thought, well, if I'm going to be last across the start line, I'm going to be dead last. So I hung out with the balloon ladies, and I did this 13-mile thing, and it was tough, but I got through it and had a great time. And what I loved is everyone was so nice. I mean, don't you feel like you're running with 23,000 of your best friends?
Yeah, everybody's very, very happy to be there. And yeah, and the costumes are really great too. And
yeah, it's really charming. And so what I love is being surrounded by other people who are enjoying the process just as much as I do. You know, they the distractions at Disney are incredible, and that's important to me, that someone entertains me for 13 miles. But just being surrounded by this phenomenal group of people who, you know, take such good care of themselves and are trying really hard. And that doesn't mean every runner is in elite shape, but the fact that they spent a good amount of money and trained and showed up enthusiastically to go the distance, I really, I'd love to wrap my arms around every last one of these people at the start line. It's so inspiring to me. And my favorite part of any race is watching the back of the packers finish. So I sit at this fantastic little VIP tent they have across from Rudy and Carissa and at the finish line, and I cheer for the last 5,000 people, and probably about the last 5,000 people make me want to cry because I'm so proud and impressed by them. So, you know, it's a very unique and special crowd, and to be able to associate with them on any level, nonetheless, help contribute to their training is just one of my favorite gifts as a fitness professional. It's been awesome.
Great answer.
Thank you.
You know, one of the, that reminded me last January, hope I can get through this because it gets a little emotional. So it was the 5K, and there were a lot of people who, it's just a huge, huge accomplishment to get off that couch and do a 5K. And we were able to do it with several people on our running team who went through a full year of doing some very, very difficult things to overcome some obstacles and cross that finish line. It was so emotional. But what I remember the most, and Michelle, I think we mentioned this before in the podcast, is that we were with a lot of our teammates at the 5K, and practically everybody else had left, except of course Rudy and Carissa. And there was this one last runner, and we just cheered her on. And it was so inspiring because, well, I think we tend to forget that running and doing something like this is not, it's not easy for some people. It's very difficult, and it's a very, very important, long and hard journey. And it's just so invigorating that whole weekend to see the look on people's faces as they cross the finish line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. At a Run Disney event, almost nobody is there to watch the winner come through because most everybody's on the course or just haven't made it there yet. And then there's me. And really, nobody cares to watch me cross the finish line. They expect it of me. It's no big deal. But you get to the back of the packers, and, you know, crossing that finish line is life-changing. And you could see it in their faces. And I want to be one of those psycho fans that, you know, lunges over the barrier to hug them all and cry with them. It's just, it's such a huge accomplishment. And so if anybody's listening and they're afraid to do one of these events, please don't be, because, you know, it couldn't be any more positive and warm, a loving environment. And so do a 5K, do a 10-miler, do whatever you can, but come give it a go, because it will make you a better person when you leave the event. It will make you a better professional, a better parent. It will make you a better, more capable person overall. So, you know, just, and if you're there, don't leave. If you get your medal, come back to the finish line and cheer on that last person. I promise you will be rewarded far more than the person you're cheering for. It's such an, you know, Mike, isn't it? You could just cry now thinking of him.
I have shed many tears, and I will continue to shed many tears. I'm a softie.
Mm-hmm. Well, I keep my glasses on.
It's clear that Run Disney has chosen the right person to add to their speaker series. You definitely have the right attitude about it, and we know that you're going to help lots of our running friends. And I would like to encourage people not only to go to your speaker series sessions, but also to go up and say hello and say that you listen to the Mickey Miles podcast and you heard Fitz on it. And I can tell you that I met her in person. She's delightful and warm, as you can hear on the podcast here. And I think it's going to be great to have you as part of the Run Disney family. So we're really excited that we'll get to see you at races.
Yeah, sometimes we get critical of what Run Disney does, but they do things well, and I need to, you know, give them props for adding you to their speaker series, because this is one of the greatest things that they've ever done.
Well, what a sweet thing to say, and I hope to live up to that, Mike, because it means a lot to me. Thank you.
Again, we want to thank you for coming on the show. And we want to remind everybody that we've been talking with Fitz Kohler. She is the fitness innovator of all time. And you can find all about her at...
Setting the bar pretty high.
I love people learning more about being fit. And I think this is a huge, huge thing. You can find all the information you need to find about Fitz on fitness.com. And I want to make sure that everybody understands how to spell it. It's FITZNESS.com. And you can also go to morningmile.com if you want to find out more about their program.
And do you have Facebook and Twitter?
Oh, I am totally on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and it's all Fitzness. And they can even friend me on my personal page on Facebook because who couldn't use more friends, right?
That's great. Good. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. We won't see you at Wine and Dine, but we'll see you at an upcoming race.
I'll be there soon.
Are you going to be there in January?
I sure will be. Yes, ma'am.
We'll see you in January then.
Hey, take care, everybody.
So for Fitz Kohler, for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road and make sure that you're fit. The Mickey Miles podcast has been brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing you premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com. And by All-Star Vacation Homes, who are offering a last-minute Orlando vacation special. This special runs from September 22nd to December 19th, and you would get a fifth night free when you stay for four nights. That's right. Take advantage of this special. Call 1-866-385-5384. And for more information, you can visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.